We know that where we are going in the spirit, we are going to get there because God speaks to us. God talks to us. This is not anything that can be man-made. This is not something that can be orchestrated by man. But it has to be spirit-led. God has to tell us and God has to speak to us. And how many know that God speaks in different ways? And I felt very strongly in my spirit as I prepared for this service the last few days. I felt very strongly in my spirit to begin tonight with a bit of a warning. And I want to turn your attention to the word of the Lord. Acts chapter 5 and verse 1. Acts chapter 5 and verse 1. I'm struggling tonight with my voice. I appreciate your prayers. Acts chapter 5 and verse 1. It says, but a certain man named Ananias. I want to read this whole story, okay? Certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it, she was in on it, and brought a certain part, a portion, and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Ananias, hearing these words, fell down, gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. Verse 6. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. She was in on it, remember. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then said Peter unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in, found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Somebody said amen. I just want to talk tonight. When you break this story down, you'll find that Ananias and Sapphira were judged by God because they wanted, hear me, they wanted to look like they were sacrificing like the rest of the church was sacrificing without actually doing it. Others in the church were sacrificing everything that God asked of them, or making sacrifices that they felt personally to make. And Ananias and Sapphira were pretending to sacrifice all that they had, when in fact they were holding on to the very things that they said they were sacrificing. Does that make sense? Here's what the Holy Ghost told me to say. We have a church full of folks sitting in this room who have been willing to sacrifice everything that God has asked them to sacrifice in these last several weeks. I'll give you some for instances. He's asked us to give up some things that we have been connected to. Am I right about it? God's been talking to you, and he's saying you're connected to some things, and he said, I want you to be willing to give those things up. And many people in this church have been willing to give those things up. Individuals in this place have received revelation concerning the holiness of God, the righteousness of God. And because of that, he has asked us to sacrifice, and he has asked us to release certain areas in our lives where we were not measuring up to his word. Somebody said amen. Now, let's just break this on down even more specific. There have been some of the ladies in the church that have made the decision to give to God, their obedience when it comes to his desire for them to be submitted to this book by having uncut hair. And they willingly gave that obedience to the Lord. Others have given to the Lord their submitted spirit as it applied to certain things that they might have been wearing or watching or speaking or listening to or thinking about, pondering, dwelling on, believing, whatever the case is. And as you began to have the Holy Ghost move upon you, you felt the Holy Ghost say, I want you to give me those things. And so you made your way to an altar, and some of the things were no doubt painful. Some of the things were no doubt in our possession for quite a while, so to speak. But we willingly sacrificed those things and gave them up to the Lord. Members in this church have, and I've felt it and I've sensed it in the Holy Ghost, have willingly given up their feelings of unsubmission towards spiritual authority. And they came and they gave that to the Lord. Others have given to God their resignation to the fact that they had jealousy issues and envy issues and temper issues and carnality issues and worldliness issues and lust issues and pride issues and arrogance issues and on and on and on we can go. But as we got into greater understanding of the righteousness of God, we began to see some things in us that God wanted us to give to him. Somebody said amen. And the Lord spoke to them as they seen all this stuff. And God said, I want you to be willing to give those things to me, offer those things to me. He spoke to them and they willingly gave them to the Lord. Just like the church in the book of Acts chapter 5. With great obedience, many in this church also have willingly laid down those things that he asked of them. Oh, hallelujah. Individuals have left this place. They've went home. They've cleaned house. They've got rid of all kinds of things in their home that they knew were not pleasing to God. They gave it. Here you go, God. They gave it to him. They willingly laid down all manner of distractions to their walk with God. No matter what those distractions were, for some individuals have told me that as they began to get into the series and God began to show them where Facebook was a distraction to them, and they kept going to it instead of him. And so they willingly offered that and gave that up. Or so distractions could be Facebook, or it could be friends, or it could be hobbies, or it could be pursuits, or it could be sports, or whatever the case may be. As you prayed and as you sought after the things of God, he began to show you some stuff that were a distraction in your life, and you willingly gave those things up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Others, I'm just talking tonight, that's all I can do tonight. Others willingly came up and gave money on this altar. Not because God needed the money and not because the church needed the money, but because you are being obedient to God in your giving. Giving up that spirit of mammon that was controlling your life. And God spoke to you about that spirit of mammon that was controlling your life. And you said, I want to destroy that thing. So I'm going to be willing to come and give an offering on there in order to cause that spirit of mammon to be destroyed in my life. Okay, let me just say this and then we'll move on. But speaking of the spirit of mammon, when you allow the spirit of mammon to control you, you get what the spirit of mammon has to offer. But when you destroy it and you allow God to be the supreme ruler of your life, you get what God has to offer. Whatever God you serve is the God that has the ability to move and work in your life. Somebody said amen. And so I truly believe that there were several that came and gave on this altar, and you broke the back of that spirit of mammon over your life. I believe you did that because when God said give, whatever it was, you were willing to give. In your case, it was money. He asked, and many in this church said yes. He requested this from us, and many in the church said yes. He requested that from us, and many in the church said yes. How many of us have made some great sacrifices these last several weeks? You don't have to raise your hand, but I believe you know what I'm talking about. You've made some great sacrifices these last several weeks in order to give to God what he asked you to give. But I've come with a warning tonight. For such as it was in the days of Ananias and Sapphira, so shall it be in the church today. Because God judged them. Because they wanted everyone to think that they were sacrificing everything, when in reality, they were only sacrificing a part. The Lord would not allow them to make a mockery of something so beautiful that was happening in the church. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord was not going to allow them to get away with making light of something so precious that was taking place in the lives of the true believers. So when they tried to pass themselves off as making all the sacrifices on the same level as the rest of the sacrifice, might have been different, but the level of sacrifice as the rest of the church, when in reality, they were not willing to make the sacrifice. The Lord judged them for that. Now hear me. I'm not saying that the Lord's going to kill somebody. I'm not saying that at all. But I also cannot say exactly what that judgment might look like. All I can say is this. The Lord told me very strongly, in some form and some fashion, his judgment will fall on those who are pretending to be obedient to what he has asked you to sacrifice, when in reality, you've only been willing to sacrifice a portion of it. You're pretending, because you want the rest of the church to think that you're on board. You want the rest of the church to think that you are connected, when in reality, there is a disconnect somewhere in your life. You know that God has spoken clearly to you about certain things that he has wanted you to give up. And you are doing just enough to convince everyone around you that you're being obedient to his voice, when in reality, you are holding back a big portion of what he said. So I need to tell you this tonight. Please, 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 do not continue acting like you have made the sacrifice when you really haven't. Instead, why don't you just get open and honest and either admit admit that you are struggling in a certain area, or become obedient in that area. Does that make sense? If you are struggling in a certain area, don't come in here pretending like you're doing it. Just so you'll, because you want everybody to think you're on board or you're where everybody else is. If you're struggling in an area, if it's a knowledge issue that you don't really know why God might be asking this, or you need further clarification or further revelation from the word of the Lord, and you need somebody to show you in the word of God why you should be doing something, if that's the case, then talk to somebody. Okay? Talk to somebody that you're close with in the church and say, hey, listen, I need you to help me with something. I've been passing myself off as doing this when in reality I'm not really doing it because I don't really know why. Can you show me in the word of the Lord? And once I see it in the word of the Lord, I'll be obedient to it. I just don't know why. But what I'm feeling is that it might not just be a knowledge issue. It's an obedience issue. That you don't need someone to tell you for the 37th time why you need to do it. You just need to do it. You just need to be obedient to what God has told you to do. Why? I'll tell you why. Because there is a divine connection between purity and power. And I want every person in this room to walk in power. We need you. You hear me? We need you. We will not be able to accomplish, quite possibly, in the fullness of what God has if you're not on board. We need you. And so please, and I don't even know who I'm talking to tonight. I honestly don't. But if you are doing something and you know that there are areas of disobedience in your life, whether it's with holiness or separation or spirits or attitudes or spiritual authority or whatever the case may be, and you know you're holding on to things, you know God told you to let go of it, but you're holding on to it, and yet you're still coming to the house of God like everything's okay, and man, God's doing great things, and man, isn't this exciting what God is doing in our church? And yet you're holding on to a portion, but passing yourself off like you're giving everything. I don't want the judgment of God to fall. And it's not even just a negative thing. It's not that I don't want you to escape judgment, even though I do. More so than that, I want you to walk in power. I want you to walk in authority. I want you to be able to do everything God's been talking to us about. I want you to be able to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. I want you to be able to walk in a boldness and declare the things and speak in faith and do all these wonderful things that God is talking to us about. That's what I want you to do. I wonder right now if we could lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. Come on, I come against distractions right now. Come on. Come on, a little bit more. Could we do this? A little bit more. Come on. Salabo koya la basikia. Sando lobo koya la bakaya hasa la bakaya. Come on, that's it. That still small voice that's been telling you that that thing is a distraction. That is not you. That was the Holy Ghost talking to you. He wants you to give that thing up. Doesn't matter how big it is. Come on, that's it. A little bit longer. Can we do this a little bit longer? Yeah, that's all right. Let's lift our voices. Let's lift our voices and cry out to God right now. What are you asking of me, God? What are you asking of me, God? What are you asking of me, God? I don't want to pretend. I don't want to play games with this. This is too real. God, what you're doing is too powerful. I don't want to play games. I don't want to play games with this, God. What are you asking me to do, Jesus? What are you asking me to do, God? If it's comfortable to do so, could you just find somebody there beside you and lay your hand on them? We're going to pray one for another. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house right now. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house right now. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. Come on. God, I repent. 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 Show me. Show me. Show me, God. Come on, that's it. Let's just get real. Can we just get real tonight? Come on, let's just get open and honest tonight. Come on, let's just get open and honest tonight. We've been distracted. Come on, we've allowed things in our life that shouldn't be there. We've been going down different roads we shouldn't be going down. We've been allowing things in our life we shouldn't be allowing. And yet we come to the house of God like everything's all right. Come on, let's get real. Let's get real in His presence. Come on, let's let His holiness sweep through us now. Come on, let's let His righteousness sweep through us now. Hasanda la bokoya la bokaya lo lo bosiki ya ya la bokoya. Oh, la la bokoya la la bokaya. God, this thing is too real for me to be playing games with it. This thing is too powerful for me to be playing games with it. Your spirit, the moving of your spirit is too real. It's too wonderful. It's too beautiful, God, for me to be playing games with it. God, I'm going to get serious about this thing now. Oh, alabakaya alabosia alabokoya alabasia ya. God, I'm not just going to give you a part of what you ask. I'm not just going to give you a portion of what you ask. I'm going to give you everything that you ask. If your book says it, I'm going to live it. If your word says it, I'm going to do it. Not a portion. Not just when I'm at church. Not just when I'm around church people. Hasa. I feel to speak this right now to someone. The Lord has aught against you because you have left your first love. Your first love was Him. Your first love was Him. His presence. His power. His anointing on your life. His goodness. His word. Your relationship with Him was so important. But things have crept in. Things that in and of themselves might not necessarily be sinful, but these things have caused you to leave your first love. You're still here. You still go to church. You still pray. But you've left your first love. He wants you to come back tonight. He wants to renew that love that you had. Church, make no mistake in all the stuff that we're talking about. We are not seeking after healings. We are seeking after the healer. We are not seeking after deliverances. We are seeking after the deliverer. Somebody's lost your first love. And I feel him calling you right now. I feel him wooing you back right now. I feel it in my spirit. He's pulling once again at your heartstrings. He's pulling at your spirit. He's pulling now. He wants the relationship that you once had. He wants the passion for him that you once had. He's got things he wants to do for you. He's got things he wants to do in you. He's got a plan and a purpose and a calling and an anointing for your life. But you got to come back to him. You can show up for church every Sunday and be away from God. You can clap your hands in a worship service and be away from God. He's calling you back right now. I wonder who in this room will not care one bit what anybody in this place might think, and you feel the Holy Ghost pulling you back to your place of first love, and you would be willing to respond and say yes by simply stepping out of your pew and making your way down to this altar and lifting your hands in the presence of Almighty God.